Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
We suck. Play bad. They made shots. They played good. They played better than us.
It was the same team. I think the first game when we played them, it wasn't easy. I think we beat them down the stretch. They were up. Yeah, they made threes. Crowd was involved. Played good defense, show crowd. Rebound the ball. They had 10 offensive rebounds the first half. Got 15... 13, whatever, turnovers in the first half. Dumped played our best basketball. And second half, whenever we try to, get a play, get ourselves going, they were knocked down in three or an L1 or transition bucket, so we wasn't able to, get back to the game.
Welcome on in, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. And, yeah, we're going to spend a lot of time today looking forward to the conference championship games this weekend. Sam Panayanovich joins us next hour. Nesson sports betting analyst Will Brinson, CBS Sports. We're going to catch up today in the 11 a.m. Eastern time hour. We'll talk about the coaching news in the NFL. And we got to play Trend or Truth later. But we start there with the voice of Giannis Antetokounmpo. All right, I'm out. I'm done. I'm not betting against the Cavs anymore. That was a beatdown of the Bucks last night. Bucks are favored by 4.5 by tip. Joe, the score of that game at the end, 115-99. Forget the cover. The Cavs, boy, they're a fun team. They are deep, and they're unlike most NBA teams where they have young players you would think are not superstars. Usually you need that, like a Ja Morant type of guy. Yet they're deep, and usually deep teams, it's tough to win that way in the end. I mean, they just beat down the defending champs. That game wasn't close last night.
And money came in on the Cleveland side, number down from when we previewed the game earlier on in the morning. And you're right, it was a 16-point final. The one thing that pops to me, Giannis, I mean, he's going to get his, and he did right. Not get, like you would expect him to in double figures or some of the other stats. Kevin Love's been on an incredible run. He has completely turned back the clock. Man, if you are not paying close attention or you doubted them at all, I think we all know at this point it's about the defensive end for them. But they, for real, in a year, another year, we're still all dealing with COVID. And over the course of the NBA season, you're going to have injuries, all that. You need depth. Holy crap, they have a ton of depth on this roster. So much young talent they've acquired over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and a lot of young stars, too. The Athletic had a really good piece on the Cavs and Kevin Love this morning. When he was out on protocols, he was watching the games, picking them apart. And his veteran leadership is great for some of those young pieces that they have. And you think about it, obviously, I was on Giannis and the Bucks last night. I'm with you, Joe G. Never again. I ended up taking the Cavs 33-1 to win the East this morning. I mean, the Bucks had their big three. Drew Holiday, Middleton, Giannis. Usually when those three guys are on the court together playing, they're a hard team to beat. And the Cavs, I think, showed last night to me that they are for real. I mean, we've been talking about them kind of like a Cinderella story so far this season, but maybe they are for real. And 33-1, I like those odds. I mean, they just knocked off the Bucks, no problem, with their best players on the court. I think the Cavs are going to be difficult to beat down the stretch here.
Yeah, this is the part of the season usually teams like this fade, and they're not fading. I mean, they went over their win total, what, a week and a half ago, which was remarkable considering it's still January, and they just keep winning. And Aaron just said it, like, there was some question before yesterday when we were doing our show, would all the big three for the Bucks play? And I thought the number would go up, you know, like if they're all in, because it was some question mark health-wise. They're all in, and the game wasn't close. I mean, that Cavs team is going to be a tough out in the first round. That's fun. That 33-1 is fun. I mean, I'm glad you have that so we could have some fun in the NBA playoffs with Aaron hanging on to a future there at 33-1. But whether or not they go that far or not, they will not be an easy out in the first round.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And good luck trying to figure out which spot is going to be going against the Cavs. I mean, I know we still have a lot of basketball to go, but between 1 and 6, throw them in a hat. You have no idea right now. It could be in any order. So it's not like teams are going to figure out, okay, we can avoid the Heat with this spot or avoid the Cavaliers with that spot. And if you do avoid the Cavaliers, here are the Nets. And maybe things change with the Kyrie situation. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the Bulls have all of their players. The East is it's a lot more challenging than I think many thought coming into the season. You knew about the Heat getting all that steam, the Nets and the Bucks. But the surprises still, as we head into February, you have the Bulls and Cavs as legitimate threats. I'm not saying they're going to represent the Eastern Conference, but those are teams that could be playing in the conference finals.
And we've been talking about how good the Cavs are ATS. Of course, I bet against them. Giannis won, I think he was one board or assist, something. I don't know. He was like one shy of that double-double. They didn't even get close to that win. So I shouldn't have bet against the Cavs. That was a terrible idea.
Yeah, it was a mistake. I was with you on that. It's interesting because when you said 33-1 to win the East, my first thought was like they're not ready. But you look at their point differential, and that's a pretty good barometer in a lot of sports, but certainly basketball, right? The team that has the best point differential, usually at the end, they're there. They have the best point differential in the East.
Yeah, next week, right there with Miami.
Right. They're close. And look, neither of those teams are on the level of Golden State and Phoenix in terms of point differential, but just in the East, they're better than Chicago, better than Brooklyn, better than Milwaukee, Philadelphia, everyone. The one thing I would throw in, though, and I don't know how to gauge it this year, with all the guys that have missed time with COVID, I do wonder if it will throw off point differential at the end, right? If you have a week or two where you don't have your players, it's like,
That's a good point.
Maybe it's not as valid as it usually is.
20-point loss here, no show there. Right. Yeah, missing multiple starters in a week, which can really throw things off. Yeah. There's definitely some context there. Joe G, how'd you do last night?
So I lost on the only thing I had in last night was the Cavs.
Okay.
The Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah, the Bucks. So
no, you did football yesterday. You did football.
I did football.
Right.
And I had the LeBron James 50-1 MVP, which by the way, dropped to 35-1 this morning.
Did it. Tonight's big for you.
You know, I was thinking about it, and we should keep an eye on this, but if the Lakers in the West drop to like 30-1, 40-1. I mean, I want to keep an eye on that because I would grab them with LeBron in a 7-game series. Why not? You know, if you can get some real value on the Lakers if they keep dropping down. But I think they're at plus 850 right now on FanDuel, so I'll pass until maybe they keep crumbling.
only thing I had was DeRozan props revenge game. Looked good earlier in the year against Toronto. Looked good last night against Toronto. Bulls winners. By 6, they do cover the spread. DeRozan, 29-7-7. We did not have the prop number when we did the show, but it ended up being about 24.5, I believe, in most spots. So 29 points. It goes over there. Vooch with another good game. And what we've been talking about, Io, bad game. It was a bad Io game last night. Only 7 points.
Down,
3-for-10
down.
Shooting. Yeah, that's what he is. So do we want to bet on him the next game around? You know, I thought about it. I don't think I mentioned it on the show, but I thought about it because a lot of times these first field goals, there is some narrative behind there. I stared a long time at DeRozan plus 450 first field goal of the game. Mm-hmm. And of course, he got the first field goal of the game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. So how do you dive into that? I mean, I just feel like that's like a lottery ticket. Is there actual, like, okay. Yeah.
I mean, it is. When you see these parlays, I hit 6 first field goal. I wonder how many that they use to mix and match. Are they doing this every day? Praying to hit one a year. I mean, yeah, a lot of times it is narrative when you do have a revenge spot or you have somebody who's trying to bounce back from a couple of bad performances. You want to get them the ball, score early, get their confidence going. I mean, a lot of times it is narrative-y.
Yeah, I bet there's probably some numbers out there which players have the most first baskets. You know, it's probably the lead ball handler, the shooting guard, or whatever, right? The best scorer on the team. But you do see some random ones. Like FanDuel will post the winning bet slips, and people, the combinations people put out there, Aaron, are just, it's wacky. Like, how, I don't even know how I'd come up with that. And then it's like, you know, 700-1 or whatever.
But think about it. If that's what they do, they put like a dollar on it and they do like 20 different ones a night or something. And so they're putting like a total of $20 down, but you got 20 different combinations. I guess eventually it would hit, like Joe O was saying, you know.
You bet them all individually. You probably, you might be all right if you're decent at it too. Yeah. And maybe you break even on the night. But man, Ja won't stop. It's just ridiculous. So at what point does he cross the threshold of, all right, here's your top four, top five in the MVP. There's a little bit of gap. Then there's Ja hanging out by himself. It's like he's kind of on the outside. He's involved in the conversation. And it's funny, hey, don't sleep on Ja. Not enough people are talking about Ja. Everybody's talking about Ja. Everybody notices exactly what's happened. Look at what's happened to the MVP odds. But can he break through to hang out with Giannis and Steph in that MVP conversation? At what point? At what point do we finally just cave? I mean, another 41 points, 8 assists last night at San Antonio as short favorites the Grizzlies end up covering.
I think one more winning streak might do it. They're up and down lately. He's playing incredibly well. I mean, just go back to, let's say that, you know, last 3 weeks or so, 41, 35, 38, 33, 25. I mean, that's his last 5 games. Then you had some 19, 16, 29, 16. But, Joe, the one thing I noticed as you talk about that, because I'm wondering the same thing, when is he going to have less than 10-1 odds? His last 6 games, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. So that winning streak ended. They've been up and down. I think they need one more winning streak. And maybe the schedule will allow that to happen. But, like, if he keeps doing this, 35-40, and they reel off 5 or 6 wins in a row, maybe one more against a big team and, you know, that kind of moment, I think that's how he does it.
The team record is good enough right now for him to win the MVP. They're the 3 seed in the West. So if you hang around in top three teams in the West, it's absolutely good enough. At the moment, he is the fifth favorite for the MVP. And what I mean by breaking through, the top four, oh, now Giannis and Curry are co-favorites at FanDuel. Co-favorites. So that's a change. We were waiting to see when Steph was going to slip a little bit. Finally happened here. Giannis and Curry, plus 320. Embiid right there at plus 350, 50-1 a couple of weeks ago. Jokic at plus 460 as the fourth favorite. Then there's a little bit of gap to Ja. And now there's a little bit of gap to LeBron, as you mentioned, 35-1.
So I have tickets now on three of the top six in the MVP. Preseason Curry, preseason Ja, yesterday LeBron.
I forgot about Steph. Okay. 8-1. You've got a nice portfolio there.
You know who might be good to take a look at for Defensive Player of the Year since we're talking about the Grizzlies? Jaren Jackson is having a season. I don't know if you guys have noticed how well he's doing. I can't see the odds for that award because I'm
46-1. 46-1 for him.
I think he almost has like 50 steals or something, or he's on pace.
He's a good player. I like him a lot. That pairing Morant is exciting. So he's at 46-1 right now. He trails Draymond, Gobert, Giannis, Mikal Bridges, Mobley, and Embiid.
Yeah, I mean, his block run has been ridiculous. He had six last night. He's had, let's see, I mean, 45, ton of blocks right now. I don't think Memphis is good enough, and I don't think they have the brand name to win two of the awards. That's the problem. Like, Draymond, out of the gates, and he's still the favorite at plus 110. Nearly even money right there. I have him for Defensive Player of the Year. Maybe I'm trying to talk myself into thinking that I'm just fine there. But to catch Draymond and Gobert and Giannis, Mobley's up there with a ton of blocks for a breakthrough Cavs team, that would be tough for Jackson. That'd be tough. But yeah, he's having a fantastic season. Can't deny that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been incredible. So, and look, the Grizzlies are having a great year, too. So it's going to be fun to watch how this whole thing plays out down the stretch. One quick thing in college basketball, Providence, six straight outright wins now. All six as a dog. They beat Xavier last night. Eventually, they're going to stop being a dog. They keep winning all these games outright.
And one other note in college hoops, Michigan almost lost outright to Northwestern. Northwestern had an opportunity at the buzzer to hit a three. The Wolverines missing a couple free throws, left the door open. Roper misses a 23-footer. The Wildcats almost with the upset. So Michigan wins. They do not cover the 8.5, obviously, 72-70. Your final, and I bring that up because if you missed it, at the end of yesterday's show, we were talking about the juicy odds that you can get right now at Michigan to win the Big Ten and 80-1 range to win the title. They've looked a lot better. I wouldn't expect their odds to change after last night because they were very close to losing.
It's a trap game.
Yeah, the show bet 39-1 to win the Big Ten. We had that yesterday. We talked about it at the end.
Did you say trap game, Paul?
Yeah, and let's talk through that, what we were texting about, just the odds on Michigan in the Big Ten between – like, so we can't bet on Illinois here in Illinois, right? So that eliminates a team. So PA or Joe G's in Pennsylvania, so – he has the same number, 39-1 to win the Big Ten, as we do in Illinois at 39-1, depending on where you look.
And if Illinois wins
it's
the Big
42
Ten,
it's 42-1 now.
Okay,
40, it dropped to 42.
Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Let's say 42-1, but it's the same in both states. Even though if Illinois wins in Illinois, and it's a regular season title, best record, number one seed after the regular season. If Michigan and Illinois tie, and let's say, or Illinois wins, and Michigan just is the second place team, Michigan wins that bet.
Are you 100% sure about that? It's not voided?
No. Well, depending on where you bet, one says without Illinois colleges, where I placed my bet.
Yes. Gotcha. So you're sure if they're second that they would get it, or only if they tie?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if they're second without Illinois. We'll talk through it a little bit more in the next segment.
That's interesting.
That is
interesting.
That's cool.
There's a loophole there with the silly rules in certain states. All right, we'll come back a lot more on that and the NFC Championship game. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.